Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. Wow, the trifecta of salvation. Sounds simple enough, doesn't it? Jesus tells us what we need to do, and in the verses following, explains why it needs to be done that way. Step one, deny yourself. That's easy to do. All you have to do is put everyone else before you. It would probably be best to start with God. To deny yourself and put God first would mean that you would have to follow the first commandment and not let anything come between God and you. For the children of Israel, it was a golden calf. For the people of Babel, it was a tower. For Peter, it was the fear of punishment. All of these things came between these folks and standing up for the true God as they looked out for themselves. What is your golden calf? What is your tower? What is your fear of being identified with Christ? Well, denying yourself would also then mean that you have to put others before you. The needs and desires of your family and friends over and above your own. Maybe this won't be as easy as you thought. Second step, take up your cross. In a not too long ago conversation I had with a dear friend from the congregation I served in Texas, I learned of a young man, his nephew, that had left the congregation, had gotten himself mixed up with some kind of weird groups, we might say, and was in the process of starting his own church. In his conversation with his uncle, he said, "I'm walking more and more like Jesus every day." The thought that I shared with my friend was, have him give me a call when he gets to the cross. He had forgotten that Jesus' earthly walk took him to and ended at Calvary. That's what happens when you move from a theology of the cross to a theology of glory. You forget the cross. All of a sudden, taking up your cross doesn't sound so easy, does it? Especially when you think about that cross that Christ bore for you. Third step, follow Jesus. Now, this has to be the easy one of the three. After all, you're here at the seminary. Be a pastor, or soon to be a pastor, a deaconess, a missionary, a church musician, a staff member. You must be following Jesus because you're here. Or perhaps you're going to save the world all on your own. Don't forget what St. Paul wrote to the folks at Ephesus, because he wrote it to you as well. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. And the last time I checked, friends, a dead person could follow no one. Jesus himself said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And we do still confess and believe that Latin phrase, simul justus et peccator, at the same time, saint and sinner. Wow. To put others before yourself, to take up the work, the load that Jesus would have you to bear, and to follow Jesus, that's tantamount to giving up your life. Bingo. You're absolutely right. What did Jesus say in the text? For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Finding your own glory, promoting your own cause, takes Christ away. But losing yourself in Christ gains eternal life. Again, we look at deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. Deny yourself. Yeah, it's hard. We have our own desires and all, those sins that assault us day in and day out that we deal with. But what was Luther's battle cry as he dealt with sin in his life? His cry was, I am baptized. So are you. And what does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned along with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Deny yourself. That doesn't mean that you have to be rebaptized every day. Just to live the life of the baptized child of God that He has given you in the water and the Word. Take up your cross. That isn't easy either. But as you deny yourself in the daily remembrance of your baptism, you also daily take up that cross that was placed both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as redeemed by Christ the crucified. As we have put on that cross of Christ, so also are we able to bear up under our own daily crosses. St. Paul prayed three times that his thorn in the flesh, that his cross would be taken away from him. But God answered, no. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And by the grace of God, St. Paul was able to realize, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Take up your cross in the strength of the Lord and in the power of His might, and follow Jesus. Jesus said, my work is to do the will of Him who sent me. And that is indeed to believe in the one whom He, the Father, has sent. And that is simply to receive His gifts of water, of word, and of meal. To receive what Christ has already done for us. We prayed in the hymn, we know that Christ is raised and dies no more. Embraced by death, He broke its fearful hold, and our despair He turned to blazing joy. We share by water in His saving death, Reborn, we share with him an Easter life as living members of a living Christ. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. It's a wonderful thing, because there Jesus is bidding us, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This profound truth is set before us so simply in a song that we have all sung somewhere on our pilgrimage in life. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, that's you and that's me. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.